Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. The French job market is having a resurgence according to new figures released by the Pôle emploi. The annual survey taken out by France's employment agency is showing a hike of 14.8% in jobs being posted, compared to the figures from 2018. This equates to an additional 350,000 jobs on the market, which will bring the total to 2.6 million. Such positive figures have not been seen in the last 10 years. All sectors will see an encouraging increase, particularly the construction industry and in business services. The results from a new poll undertaken by Odoxa for Le Figaro show that 7 out of 10 respondents are not satisfied with the outcome of the great national debate, as outlined by the Prime Minister Edouard Philippe. It appears that government promises to reduce taxation are not being believed by 70% of people polled. With this in mind, preparations for the 22nd consecutive weekend of Gilets Jaunes demonstrations are already underway, as the movement tries to revive its supporter base. Last week saw the lowest turnout of protesters since the action against government policy began last November. Only 21,000 people took to the streets last weekend. This Saturday sees Toulouse as the central location for protests, and 2 key figures from the ranks, Maxime Nicole and Priscilla Ludowski, are due to attend. However, other major city centres are continuing to ban demonstrations for the 4th weekend in a row. These include Lille, Lyon, Rouen and along the Champs-Élysées in Paris. Adding fuel to the fire is the question of a possible 6% rise in electricity tariffs from August. 2 consumer groups, the CLCV and UFC Que Choisir, have written an open letter to the president asking that he reconsider the increase. The Ministry for the Interior is to launch a review into the number of police officers who commit suicide. So far this year, 26 officers have taken their lives as the pressure of their job and related mental and physical fatigue take their toll. The consumer magazine 60 Millions de Consommateurs has published a warning against the dangerous toxicity of over 60 household products to both human health and for the environment. The report states that many contain more than one toxic chemical, and they are advocating the use of homemade products instead. The president of the French Rugby Federation, Bernard Laporte, has lost his bid to hire New Zealander Warren Gatland as the French national team coach. The suggestion was put to 1,800 amateur clubs who, after 3 days of deliberation, voted 59% against appointing Gatland or any other foreign coach to the role. And finally, on day 32 of Ligue 1, Dijon will play Amiens at home at 7 o'clock this evening, followed at 8:45 by the match between Nantes and Lyon. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.